You're listening to Clauser on Business. Thanks for coming back. I'm Clauser, your host. Glad you're with us today. Our topic today is on communication, and specifically on presenting feedback. Communication is defined as the imparting or exchanging of information or news. And feedback is defined as the transmission of evaluative or corrective information about an action, event, or process to the original or controlling source. So our context today will be in that business environment, because we're about business here on Clauser on Business. Can you think of times within your business environment when maybe what you were trying to say didn't quite make it to the ears and minds of those with whom you were communicating? Can you think of times, too, that maybe you were dressed down or disciplined over actions or behaviors that could have been communicated or explained in a more effective way? Hopefully, after listening today, you will take away a few pointers on how to communicate, and especially how to communicate needed and sometimes hard to give feedback. Hey, well, I'm glad to have back with me today in the studio, Lloyd Matthey. Welcome back, Lloyd.
Thank you, Clauser.
Yeah, so for those who maybe are picking us up for the first time or have listened before, Lloyd, you might recall, had been on an earlier podcast talking about a specialty food distribution company that he's involved with. What was that, Sausalito Foods?
Sausalito Foods, right.
Yeah, and I think we were talking about that most important olive.
The olives, correct. We have olives and gourmet garnishes.
Yeah, so how's business been since we last talked?
Business has been very good. We've gotten some good sales and good distribution, and so we're very happy right now.
Yeah, so remind our listeners a little bit about how you got into business and about yourself.
Well, I had been with several smaller companies. Sausalito was a brand that was small, and I happened to work for a company that owned several companies, and Sausalito was one of them. They needed somebody to manage that, and even though I didn't know anything about the food business, I got elected.
Mm-hmm. And so it's going well then?
I think it's going well.
So everybody, when you said you got elected, everyone stepped back and you were the guy up front?
Yeah, I looked around and I was the one in front.
Yeah.
So the one time, there was a saying that if you want to find out, if you want to lead, find out which direction people are going and then run around and get in front of them. And that's basically what I did with the food business, is I said, I'll do that because, you know, it was an opportunity.
I'll have to think about that, Lloyd, because maybe the people are lined up to walk off the cliff.
Right.
Okay. Hey, you know, our ability to communicate in life has many facets, doesn't it, Lloyd? You know, with our words, words are like time, you know, sometimes. You know, time you can't get back, and sometimes words that are spoken are you can't get them back either. And, you know, with our words, you know, we can lift up one another. We can tear down one another. We can admonish or encourage. And, you know, it's a very smart, wise person that's been able to figure out how to communicate in such a way consistently that, you know, you can walk away from a conversation and not have to, you know, worry about or think about, well, could I said it better or whatever. You know, the wise person has just learned how to communicate.
Well, that's a good point. I always seem to walk away thinking that I could have said it better. However, what that shows is that I try to be purposeful with words and what I say and make them important. And so whether you're communicating to somebody that you manage or whether you're communicating to somebody that you do business with, and you don't have any authority over them, mm-hmm. I think it's important to think about the words that you use.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any disciplines just with yourself in communicating, or any pointers you might be able to give to our listeners?
Well, specifically as it pertains to feedback, and that would be with people that I manage, people that are on my team that I might not have direct authority over, or people that I work with, like vendors or customers, I try to develop an environment where I gain their respect. And so whenever by that I mean I try to say more positive things than I do negative. And I think when I think of feedback, if somebody asked me, hey, Lloyd, can I give you some feedback? Mm-hmm. My response would be, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I try to create an environment of respect, mutual respect, so that when I do have something that may not be, that might, feedback that may be necessary,
mm-hmm.
That they would tend to accept that and not brush me off.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because in our conversation today, probably the feedback we're talking about would be in those situations where maybe there's been, say, a poor performance or an event's happened within the work environment where, you know, we have to unfortunately go sit down with someone and have a conversation. So thanks for saying that, because that's really where we're coming from today. However, feedback, and I, you know, Lloyd and I were talking before we started recording, feedback's not really a word that you'd like to use in broadcasting or, you know, it's that.
Right.
So to set the stage there, that's what we're talking about. So any pointers on that come to mind just off the top when we know we've maybe had an employee, you're an owner of a company or you're a manager, and you're going to have to sit down and talk to somebody?
Well, I think it's important to understand that feedback doesn't begin at a particular incident. As I said before, I try to develop an environment of feedback. But then if you have performance, then you have goals,
mm-hmm.
or you have a target.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason that you would give feedback on poor performance is because that goal or that target was missed. And so that's expectations. And those expectations have to be agreed upon before the incident or whatever is being discussed. Otherwise, you don't really have a foundation for feedback.
Which would probably be found, you know, in the job description of the person and the maybe the processes that are clearly defined within that job function.
So if you were a team, for instance, it could be written down in a job description, but a lot of times in our business, in my business, and the businesses that I've been involved in that are smaller, there are usually not a lot of written job descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
They're made up as we go along, right? I think we discussed that in my last podcast, things being made up as we go along. But
if they're not made up, if they're not made up, this just makes a situation like this even more difficult to handle when we do have a disciplinary action to take.
Right. And so I think what you do as a team is you get together, and maybe even the team helps develop the processes and the procedures and agrees upon them.
Mm-hmm.
And once that's agreed upon, if you have to communicate something to somebody who didn't meet those standards, then the first thing, you know, another point is you stick to the facts and you mm-hmm. point out, these were the standards.
Yeah.
This is what happened. That fell short of the standard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so blunt, but that's kind of the process and the thinking that I go through, is that this didn't meet the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to meet the goal. And then you actually have to, the person or people perhaps that you're speaking to, you would say, do you understand? Do I have the right perspective?
Mm-hmm.
Did this not meet the goal? Is there something I'm not seeing?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get them to kind of accept and say, you know what, that right. The behavior that I provided, or the behavior that we had, isn't helping meeting our goal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's then, I think, a takeoff point.
Yeah. So how do you prepare yourself then to follow up with this? So let's just say, okay, we've had something happen, some event, or I don't know, you know, there's just a lot of things that could happen. So, but you've got to address them with the employee. So do you, I'm sure different events cause different timing of things, but how do you prepare yourself to sit down with someone? I mean, what kind of time do you give yourself to?
Right. Well, again, in a smaller environment, and And I know that you have some experience in larger companies, but in a smaller environment, things happen fast. So business happens fast.
Mm-hmm.
And but I do think one needs to step back as a leader. One needs to step back and make sure that what they saw really just happened. So you might have to collect some facts or things, but you do want to act probably not impulsively, but timely.
Yeah.
And then I would sit down with the person and, as we said, state the facts, get them to agree upon the facts, get them to see that the behavior didn't meet the goal,
mm-hmm.
and then offer a change and get them to agree on the change. And then I think you're done.
Yeah. To your point on timeliness, I've just have established a personal discipline that I just once something it's been acknowledged that something's happened and I'm going to have to follow up with, is I give myself time. Now some events call, you know, you might have to do something immediately, but for the most part probably not. So I've given myself time to think about it, contemplate it, gather the facts, as you were saying, maybe do some fact checking, because sometimes our minds play tricks on us, I think. We remember something is happening, and you go back and you ask someone else, and they'll say, well, okay, in essence, that happened, but it didn't happen the way you remember it, or they didn't say what you thought they said because your emotions got tied up in it. Right. And maybe you even had that person going down a track that they weren't even intending, you know, going down, but that's the conclusion you drew, you know, drew up
right.
in your mind.
Right. So, no, I could see that.
Yeah. And I like your, you know, what you said there just a second ago about, you know, the facts have clearly got to be stated, and they've got to be stated, and this conversation should be held, you know, in a safe location for, you know, for both people involved, and appropriate location. And, you know, the other thing I've learned too, sometimes when you have to sit down with an employee, you know, you need to bring in a, you know, maybe someone else to sit in on the conversation. So, you know, there's a clear understanding of.
Right. I've never had anything that serious, but I could see that, particularly in times like these, whenever you want everybody to be protected.
You never got called into the principal's office, Lloyd, when you were? No.
No. Different set of rules, yeah. By, you know, in those times, for sure.
Hey, how do you know that someone clearly understands, though, what the facts are, and that they've been truly communicated to where there's no misunderstanding?
Boy, that's a good question, because if they don't clearly understand, then there's no, you did not meet your goal.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose the best way to make sure that they clearly understand is to ask them,
mm-hmm.
what are you understanding right now about the situation? They may have a totally different perspective because the facts look different on the other side of the coin, perhaps. And so, boy, did you ever have a person who thought that they were doing something good and it ended up, in, from your point of view, hurting the company? I've done that.
Yeah, I've seen that a few times. But again, though, I think sometimes you have to, you got to deal with, you know, what's happened. But at the same time, a lot of people, there's a famous saying I won't quote on here, but, you know, the good intentions sometimes form a path to somewhere, right?
Yeah. Well, you said something that was, I think, very important, or you brought something up. And I think another thing that's very important in this communication is that you stay on topic.
Yes.
So, for instance, you may have something that happened. Don't do your laundry at that point.
Right.
Stay on topic.
Yeah.
So, for instance, if somebody has a propensity to make mistakes, don't bring up all of their mistakes in this one meeting when you're discussing a particular mistake. Those might have to be addressed individually.
Yeah, well, hold that thought, because I've got an idea a little bit later down here, because when we agreed to do this podcast on this topic, I just jotted down some ideas I had just from experience and, you know, what I've learned from other people. So I've got something to say about that. But so you've sat down with me. I report to you. I've done something. You're having this conversation with me. So, okay, so I understood what I've done wrong, and, you know, I intend not to do it, you know, in the future. So what's the next step?
Well, that would depend on the size of the organization and the style of management there. In larger companies, my training tells me that, you know, you'd get somebody to sign something
yeah.
that says, okay, this is what happened, this is what we agreed upon, and here's my signature.
Yeah.
I've never worked in a company with an HR department that required that.
Yeah. No, I think it's good to... you know, agree upon what the future actions are going to be and any corrective actions, and whether it's signed or not signed. But, you know, it's just that we have a meeting of the minds
right.
that, okay, this is how we're moving forward, and hopefully we won't be.
Again, if there's no understanding at the end of the meeting, if you didn't come to some kind of understanding, then the meeting was useless.
Yeah. I think another thing that's important for me, and I hope that I've done a good job with those that that have reported to me over the course of my career, but it's kind of like I'm going to get in trouble for doing this, but it's probably in one form or another. But it's like with my children when they were younger. I think the important thing is once you've dealt with something, like you know, okay, someone's done something wrong. We've identified it. We've talked about it. You know, the correlation with my kids would be, you know, we'd have certain disciplines, and then, you know, we'd pray about it, and then it was done, you know, done with. That was never brought up again, okay? I mean, because it's you know, we're moving ahead, we're growing, and so your comment earlier about don't bring up mistakes, I would definitely say to those listening, don't bring up things that have happened in the past that have nothing to do with what you're talking about. When you're dealing with people, you just got to get over it and say, okay, we're moving ahead. It's done. I'll never talk about this again, unless the same thing raises its head. But I'm not going to hold something
right.
over your head as an employee
right.
Moving forward.
I think we all remember that feeling,
mm-hmm.
right, of somebody holding something over our head. So, and the other thing, the only other way that I would address that again, I think, unless it was disciplinary, would be to say, Klauser, I really appreciate how your new change, how you've handled this situation, right? This situation occurred again. You responded in the way that we talked about, and I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the positives.
Yeah.
And that's developing the environment.
Yeah. One other thing I'd like to say on the matter is you know, when you're doing this communication, is, you know, do it when you've got full control of your emotional being.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, don't do it out of a quick anger response or whatever that might, the emotional thing might be that's not positive. Is get yourself at a point where you can talk rationally and you can communicate fairly, and because as you were saying earlier, is I think you could, people will listen to you, you know, in that realm versus just out of desk pounding, you know, this never should happen again type of.
Right, right. I agree with that. And I'm just seeing in my mind's eye, I mean, I know mistakes that I've made that actually made managers mad.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated the fact very much that they waited, and we talked about it after they were not mad,
mm-hmm.
Because the immediate response was not good,
mm-hmm.
and I appreciated that very much.
Yeah. Well, and that brings up another point, too, is don't not communicate about it. I mean, if something's happened, don't let it go, because, A, you're going to probably reinforce maybe a bad habit or action, and probably you're going to start harboring up things with inside yourself. But but importantly is that, you know, something, you know, you're never going to grow if you don't deal with it you know. So if you can't, you know, if you're having a problem, maybe it's just something you don't like, conflict as a manager. That's another podcast, Lloyd.
Well, I'm glad to give you topics.
I'm a manager, and I don't like conflict. Okay. But anyway, yeah, so you need to, you know, respond and take actions and just not do anything about it, too. But
right. I think if you respond immediately without thinking, then that waters down or makes it less effective what you're communicating, yeah. Right? Because you can always just say, well, they were just angry.
Yeah.
They didn't mean that. Or so anyhow, I think that's a possibility as well.
Yeah, me too. Hey, well, Lloyd, any last thoughts as we wrap up here?
Well, I just hope that I can actually live up to some of those things that we talked about. But I do try to just particularly, I think, if you developing the environment is important. And if you do that, a lot of this stuff just happens naturally. So I think, anyhow. And so hopefully that's the way that I am responding to people who I associate with.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thanks for your insights today, Lloyd. For those that are taking notes, just wanted to recap that, you know, take the time to contemplate the facts of, you know, what happened in these events. You know, do your communication in a safe and appropriate location. Even might invite someone to join the conversation as a witness. Be sure you get those facts stated clearly. Be sure that the person that you're communicating with can repeat back or have an understanding, so you know that what you wanted to say has been communicated. Agree upon future actions and corrections that need to be taken so you can move forward in a positive way. And once you've dealt with it, let it go. It's gone. And move forward in a way that both parties can do what they need to do to make it a positive thing. And then the bottom line is just communicate when you have full control over your emotions. Don't do it out of anger or on the spur of the moment or whatever. But, you know, think about what you want to say and say it appropriately. Hey, well, thanks again for being with us today, Lloyd. Really appreciate the thoughts you had. And just as a reminder, you can catch us on iTunes, TuneIn, Podbean, Stitcher Radio, and always at clouseronbusiness.com. Thanks for being with us today. All for now, you've been listening to Clouser on Business.